you like our owl?
It's artificial.
Of course it is.
Must be expensive.
Very. I'm Rachel.
Deckard.
It seems you feel our work is not a benefit to the public.
Replicants are like any other machine. They're either a benefit or a hazard. If they're a benefit, it's not my problem.
May I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Have you ever retired a human by mistake?
No.
But in your position, that is a risk.
Is this to be an empathy test? Capillary dilation of the so-called blush response? Fluctuation of the pupil? Involuntary dilation of the iris?
We call it void comp for short.
Mr. Deckard, Dr. Eldon Terrell.
Demonstrate it. I want to see it work.
Where's the subject?
I want to see it work on a person. I want to see a negative before I provide you with a positive.
What's that going to prove?
Indulge me.
On you?
Try her.
Thank you. Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know, I've had a drink problem and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
The tears of the gods.
Yes, the tears of the gods.
WMFO, Mexico, 91.5.
They might let me watch.
Hello, baby! Yeah! Yeah!
Ow. Wow, you are You are tuned in to the fabulous freeform airwaves of WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio, bringing you a crazy mix of music from all over the world. Although in this two-hour episode, we are limiting that to just three artists, Van Halen, Vangelis, and Brand Van 3000. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and you're either listening to us on the 91.5 FM airwaves of WMFO in Medford and Somerville, or maybe you're tuning in on the web stream live on WMFO.org. Or maybe possibly even you're one of those privileged people who know how to tune into a podcast of our archived shows. Specifically, you might be a staff member or a family or a friend. Yeah, you know that special password. So, yes, Van Mania is our theme this evening. For another 40 minutes or so. And we commenced that last set with the Van Hagar lineup of Van Halen and Sucker in a three-piece from OU812. That was the name of the album. And then it was that Canadian collective of musical artists, Brand Van 3000, And their very cool cover version of Come On, Feel the Noise from our featured album of theirs, Glee. And then Vangelis, our third featured artist. That genius. Composer, musician. From Greece. With Blush Response from the Blade Runner soundtrack that he composed. Van Halen once again, or should I say Van Hagar, with Top of the World for Unlawful Carnal Knowledge was the name of that album. It has an acronym that, we won't mention. Kind of tasteless in my opinion, but it had some pretty cool cuts. A public service message explaining why you don't want to drink and drive from somebody who knows why you don't want to drink and drive. Yes, Ozzy Osbourne. Our Canadian collective once again, exactly like me from Glee. And we finished it with Good Enough from 5150 by Van Hagar. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is Vangelis with his theme from Antarctica. So, the next set, we're going to hear a lot of Van Halen. In fact, we're going to hear five Van Halen pieces and just one Brand Van 3000 piece, which is a kind of crazy cover of, it's called Gimme Sheldon. And the piece that we're going to hear from Vangelis mixed up with this five of Van Halen is one that I played for you before, if you've been listening for the 19 years that I've been here on the radio station that we all love, WMFO. This will be my Martin Luther King L'Enfant Vangelis remix of one of his most famous speeches. And we're going to conclude this next set with one of the most rocking Unchained Van Halen songs ever. So I hope you're having a good time this evening. As all the seniors are getting ready to graduate on Sunday here at Tufts. And everybody who's not graduating is hopefully having a good time. Also, I just wanted to give a shout out to Lauren Bial and to Luke Palette, who have coordinated this wonderful delivery of my WMFO hoodie that I just picked up in our offices there, as well as my WMFO t-shirt. And they look great, and I just can't wait to go out running on the Mystic River Reservation wearing both of these cool WMFO shirts. So, here's 316, Eddie Van Halen's song dedicated to his son. Wolfgang! We love you, Wolfie. For all you've been through.
After all, I'm a man and you're a woman. I can't think of a better arrangement.
My mommy never told me about this. Am I being a bad girl?
Boom, 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 boom DJ Paul Kinger.
Now give me good news about your daydreams. What kind of daydreams do you have? Popularity of rock music, the discotheque scene, the highly rhythmic and loud music that carries you into a frenzy of dance, where you lose yourself in it, lose yourself in it.
I want to thank God once more for allowing me to be here with you. You know, several years ago, I was in New York City autographing the first book that I had written. While sitting there autographing books, a black woman came up. The only question I heard from her was, "Are you Martin Luther King?" And I was looking down writing and I said, "Yes." The next minute I felt something beating on my chest. Before I knew it, I had been stabbed by this demented woman. I was rushed to Harlem Hospital. It was a dark Saturday afternoon. That blade, the tip of the blade was on the edge of my aorta, the main artery. Once that's punctured, you're drowned in your own blood. That's the end of it. It came out in the New York Times the next morning that if I had merely sneezed, I would have died. Well, about 4 days later, they allowed me, after the operation, after my chest had been opened and the blade had been taken out, to move around in the wheelchair in the hospital. They allowed me to read some of the mail that came in, and from all over the states and the world, kind letters came in. I read a few, but one of them I will never forget. I had received one from the president and the vice president. I've forgotten what those telegrams said. I received a visit and a letter from the governor of New York, but I've forgotten what that letter said. Yes. But there was another letter that came from a little girl, a young girl, who was a student at the White Plains High School. And I looked at that letter and I'll never forget it. It said simply, "Dear Dr. King, I am a ninth grade student at the White Plains High School." She said, "While it should not matter, I would like to mention that I'm a white girl. I read in the paper of your misfortune and of your suffering. And I read that if you had sneezed, you would have died. I'm simply writing you to say that I'm so happy that you didn't sneeze."
Negroes have listened to the trickery and the lies and the false promises of the white man now for too long, and they're fed up. They've become disenchanted. They've become disillusioned. They've become dissatisfied. And all of this has built up frustrations in the black community that makes the black community throughout America today more explosive than all of the atomic bombs the Russians can ever invent.
I cannot get break.
Hey, 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 one break coming up.
Free tickets to the Brand Van concert happening this Monday night at the Pacific Palisades. Well, you can all in if you want to answer a couple of questions. Mainly, what is Todd's favorite cheese? Jackie just called up and said it was a form of rock for. Let's see about that.
Give us a ring, ding, ding. It's a beautiful day.
This is Liquid, ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. I want those three Brand Van tickets, man. What do you think? Todd.
He's alive, alive.
Todd. I woke up again this morning with the sun in my eyes. When Mike came over with a script surprise. A mafioso story with a twist. A two-world fool, Julie Newmar, here to get your ass out of bed. He said, I'll explain it on the way.
We did nothing, absolutely nothing that day. And I say, what the hell am I doing drinking in LA at 26? I got the fever for the flavor, the payback for the labor. Still I need a fix.
Yeah,
and
the girls on the bus kept on laughing. I'm tanned down in Venice again. Flaring out the G-Funk, sipping on juice and gin. Just me and a friend, feeling kinda groovy, working on a movie.
Yeah, right.
But we did nothing, absolutely buckets that day. And I'll say, what the hell am I doing drinking in LA at 26?
With my mind on my money and my money on.
Life is for the taking,
Never in the history of the world have the merchants of obscenity, the teachers of unnatural sex acts, had available to them the modern facilities for disseminating this filth.
Well, today, I thought I'd speak to you some more.
Wondering what to do with yourself on Saturday, June 3rd? Well, why not tune into Live Music Day here on WMFO in Medford? We're going to be hosting live local Boston area musicians for a full 6 hours from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Who are you going to hear? Well, performing live in our studios A and D will be Adam Sherman with Lauren Parks, Alan Williams, and Crow follow, as well as Gary Mondello and Vicky Porter, Girl with a Hawk, and Glowbox. You'll also hear Hummingbird Syndicate, Little Billy Lost, Mike Berry, Mike McKee, and Randy Black. And finally, live from WMFO Studio D, the Thigh Scrapers. So tune into WMFO on Saturday, June 3rd, starting at 9 a.m. for a full 6 hours of live local music broadcasting over our 91.5 FM airwaves and streaming from the WMFO.org website.
Oh yeah, you're tuned into WMFO here in Medford. This is the conclusion of the Tears of the Gods sound collage, where we've been mixing you up a theme of Van Mania, Van Halen, Vangelis, and Brand Van 3000, the show dedicated to my friend DJ, substitute DJ Tim Coleman. That last set, we began with Eddie Van Halen's proud song to his son Wolfgang, 316, commemorating the day he was born. And then more Van Halen, Feel Your Love Tonight, from the first Van Halen album. And then from our featured Brand Van 3000 album, Glee, Gimme Sheldon, followed by an acoustic piece by Eddie Van Halen, Spanish Fly, from Van Halen 2, the album. And then from 1984, Drop Dead Legs. And then it was Martin Luther King laid on top of Vangelis' La Infant, my Plastic Sushi remix. I'm glad you didn't sneeze.